Okay, it's Harrow Geordie back again, now much, much later in the day, and I'm back at home, having visited Site Village and spending a lot more time there than I actually thought I would. so to round up briefly, I looked at a few new things there, some of which I was more impressed with than others, and I'm going to give you a brief summary of what impressed me. So first of all, the thing that I think impressed me the most, and I wasn't expecting it to, I was just going to look out of idle curiosity, was a company called Synaptec, who were showcasing their technology for mobile Android mobile phones and tablets, which makes them accessible to visually impaired people both through speech and magnification. Nothing new in that, might say, but I do like the way it's done. So if you think of it as a version of the guide software for a mobile phone or tablet, so in other words, it's a closed system, you wouldn't go far wrong. So you can use it to perform a variety of tasks, and the number of those tasks will grow over time. Now, the fact it's like Guide is probably not much of a surprise, because the company is owned and the lead developer is someone who used to be a developer for the Guide software, which then got taken over by Dolphin Systems. So you can understand that he's trying to port the same concept across to the touchscreen for tablets and mobiles. And despite my scepticism, I'd actually say that it's not a bad product at all. It's aimed, if you're an iPhone user, it's probably not then the product for you. It's aimed at a very different market. But if you're in the market for a tablet and want to do only a small variety of things, then actually the software and the tablet make quite good sense, really. I think the software is about £190, and then you add on the cost of the tablet on top, so, or the mobile on top, so you're probably looking at somewhere in the region of about £400. But for the accessibility you get and the ease of use, I'd say it's okay. Next up, the other thing that I was impressed with was something called Navitext, and basically this is a research project which allows you to, well, supposed to skim read documents by highlighting keywords in paragraphs. First of all, I was struggling to understand its use for about 10 seconds until looking at a document which they had as a sample on a machine, I suddenly realised, yes, actually, this could be good for people at work who have to read a lot. So I'm thinking of people who work, visually impaired people who work as civil servants, who work as lawyers, things like that, where, like it or not, reading via whatever format you choose, be that speech or braille, always takes you longer than it would do if you were a print user. This will still probably take you longer, but it would help you to understand a document and what it contains much more quickly. And I think this will either work as a piece of standalone software or whereby you can upload a document to a portal. So I gave the lady from the project some quite good feedback, and explained where I thought its uses could lie. So again, that was quite an exciting product. I'll pause this boo here and we'll come back with a third and final boo where I talk about a couple of other things that I saw that I thought were of note. Harrow Geordie signing off for now. Catch up with you on the next boo.